I'm Steve McClellan, author of the new book, Full of Bull. I spent a 32-year career on Wall Street as a securities analyst and felt compelled to write this book after I realized how often investors are misled by so much Wall Street double talk, and they're really blinded by the blizzard of brokerage and corporate executive and media promotion of stocks and all the confusing and conflicted practices of Wall Street. This is the first time, by the way, that a securities analyst from Wall Street has published a book on investment stock market advice. So it is pretty unique. And that brings me to my topic here today, the misleading nature of Wall Street stock opinion rating systems. You as an investor should not pay particular attention to a brokerage firm's buy, hold, or sell rating on a stock because they don't really mean what you think. Now, let me illustrate the story. An analyst had an overweight opinion on a $29 stock. His price target was $23, obviously expecting the stock to drop in price. But he had an outperformer, I guess you'd call it an overweight opinion on the stock. How confusing can that be for the investor? He thought the stock would drop, but not drop as much as the group, an industry, and the other stocks that it was a part of. So a lot of help that is for you, the individual investor. Now let me paint the picture even more clearly. When a buy rating on a Wall Street research report is reduced to a hold, a lot of investors think that means hold the stock. It actually means sell the stock. In that case, a hold means sell. Analysts downgrade stocks to hold, indicating a very negative position or viewpoint. And they rarely use the word sell. Hold is enough to indicate their negative views. You need to know that. Another occasion, a sell rating recommendation gets upgraded to a hold. In that case, you should buy the stock. He's getting more positive. The price has bottomed out. The outlook's improving. So hold in that case means buy. Similarly confusing, oftentimes, is initiation of coverage on a stock with a hold position. Now, how hilarious is that? How can you hold a stock if you don't own it already? And maybe a neutral would be a better descriptive of that. So analyst research from the street is very good at communicating companies' business fundamentals, the outlook, the prospects in general for the company, for the industry sector it's in. But don't expect analysts to be good stock pickers. They are not. They're not good at making decisions, conclusions as to whether the stock will perform well or not. So I don't think you can trust opinion ratings on Wall Street like you might think you can. So I delve into this a lot more thoroughly in the book, Full of Bulls, published by FT Press. But I think you kind of get my point. Thank you. This is Steve McClellan.